Hello all and sundry. Good morning. This is Dr. Muhammad Firoz Alam of BN College, Bhagalpur. Today, my dear student, I'd like to talk about Life of Pope by Dr. Samuel Johnson. Here, I'd like to discuss about the biographical element of Pope and his contribution to the development of English literature from his early life to his maturity. Dr. Samuel Johnson's Lives of the Poets is a landmark in English biographical writing and the particular biography of the life of Pope has been highly regarded it as the best of his lives. And Boswell praised it as the richest, the most beautiful and the most perfect of his life. This biography was published in 1761 and it is easily the most satisfactory of the lives ever written. Johnson had a sound sense of Pope's merit as a poet. He understood Pope's personality better than anyone else did. The richness of the life of Pope arises from the more elaborate and detailed treatment of the facts and figures of Pope's life, of which Dr. Johnson had a first-hand knowledge acquired with diligence, means hard work, from numerous sources. This is because a number of close contemporaries of Pope were known of Johnson, as well from whom he could collect much more accurate information than from the other lives. There is a lot of biographical information and the analysis of Pope's character, personality and poetic gifts, together with the discussions of at least the major poem of Pope's, makes it remarkable. Dr. Samuel Johnson's Life of Pope is closely divisible into three parts. In part one, he gives an account of the life and career of Pope and the various quarrels in which he was engaged. Part two, he devoted to consideration of the character of Pope. And in part three, Johnson examines critically the various work of Pope and makes an assessment of his poetic achievement. From the very beginning of his career, Pope was a remarkable genius and was a precious child. At the early age of Pope, translated a part of Ovid's Metamorphoses, which was a rare feat, F-E-A-T feat, means epic. At that tender age, he had inborn poetic gifts. From the very beginning, Pope had great attraction for Dryden, and his earliest published poem, Ode to the Solitude, shows considerable influence of Dryden. My dear student, this is a very short time, and you people are fully acquainted with both the great poets, Alexander Pope and Dr. Samuel Johnson, when you were the student of BA Part 1 English Honors. And here, I would like to conclude with the biographical estimates of Dr. Samuel Johnson upon Pope. The third part is very important and you should take notice in that very part. Thank you very much for the patient hearing.